Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second, the left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Williams. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third, the DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into left field. Redus picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Redus. Franco moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson bunts towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Manrique hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boston moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. There goes Boston. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Redus. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Karkovice. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karkovice scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco bunts towards the mound. Perez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler strikes out. One out. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carter. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing third base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Franco reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to third. One out. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Carter reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Tabler goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Ricky Horton now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bill Long now pitching. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.